Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage, and it's a lot of good things there, including my blog and my newsletter that you can subscribe to, and thousands of articles and archives and hundreds of Brain Trust members. Lots of good stuff there to use to your advantage, and a lot more coming, some exciting stuff coming at you down the pike, and before very long at all. Let me introduce you to our next guest. Kathy Vay is Vice President of Operation of Danny Vay's Billiards and Home. And they sell and ship on the internet worldwide to a lot of different things. And we're going to get her to tell us about that. She and her father run a business. It's a small business right here in the Cleveland area. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you here. Now, your father started the business, right, Danny Vay?
He did. He started it 43 years ago.
43 years ago. Now, but he's... Tell us his story prior to that.
Actually, my father was an immigrant from Budapest, Hungary. He came over during the 1956 revolution from communism. And he came from a very modest background. So when he was in Hungary, he didn't have a lot of money and decided to start playing ping pong at the local church and became very, very good. The reason I tell you that is because after he immigrated from Hungary, he worked two jobs as well as practiced his ping pong skills and ended up becoming the national champion in both singles and doubles in ping pong.
Wow. Wow.
Which is a really cool, very abridged version of the story. But that's what really intrigued him into the indoor recreation world after he was finished touring the country doing stuff.
I love playing ping pong. Some of my ill-spent hours in college were spent in the student union building playing too much ping pong.
I have a feeling you're not the only one.
No, you have to have a partner to do that, to play ping pong.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, now there were a few other misguided souls in that sub too, but I love ping pong. Well, that's a great story. So he was a national champion singles, and some of you folks listening out there who have followed ping pong will may remember that. Is he like in the Ping Pong Hall of Fame, Kathy?
You know, there really isn't a Ping Pong Hall of Fame necessarily, but followers of ping pong certainly know who he is.
We have to fix that, Kathy. We need a Ping Pong Hall of Fame. That's not right.
I think you're right. We should lobby.
That's not right on so many levels. We have to fix that. And those guys didn't even do it on steroids either, did they?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so he immigrated here from Hungary, and he worked his two jobs and became the champ of ping pong, and then he decided to start his own business, right?
Well, yeah, he was tired of traveling the country. He was on national television 48 times, so people knew who he was. And he saved up all his money from the tour and opened actually a ping pong parlor downtown, which later turned into a pool hall because that was much more popular.
Right.
It was a very well-known, it was called the Hippodrome. Most people in Cleveland, I would say above age 50, are certainly familiar with what the Hippodrome was.
Right.
And that's where he got started. He basically had a pool hall, started selling items, and the rest is basically history.
So now that's what you guys do. You sell indoor entertainment, right? Indoor recreation, pool tables, ping pong tables, what else? Foosball, things like that?
Yeah, to be honest with you, when I first started, it was really an old boys' network, which was about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And as more women get introduced into the business, it becomes more of a furniture piece and an entire decor as opposed to just a pool table that looks like a box.
You know what my dad, when in the end of his years, one of the things he could do was watch television. He loved watching the women play pool. He loved watching those tournaments, those women's pool tournaments.
No, he's not alone. As a matter of fact, we've had quite a few of those women come through our stores, and they are magnificent to watch. They're very
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But and I know he liked watching the pool, but I think he liked the ladies, too. So, so now tell us about your website.
Well, outside of our three stores in Northeast Ohio, we do have a website, which we started 7 years ago.
Was it hard to talk to your dad into having a website?
To be quite honest with you, he started it before I came along. My
well, good
dad
for
has
him.
Always been a visionary.
I see that.
And so he understands when there's an opportunity, try it. We are risk takers, and I think in small business, especially in today's competitive world, you have to be. So, no, he started it prior to myself. We've definitely leveraged it since I've come along, and we are revamping it as we speak. And we've sold ping pong balls to Czar in Africa. I mean, just the most random things you wouldn't even imagine.
Wow. So you've got your ping pong. I mean, you've gotten your internet sales strategy, your online strategy, pretty well developed. Then, how are you selling? Do you actually ship pool tables to other parts of the world?
We do. We have an installation network across the country that certainly allows us to do that. In our company alone, we have over 200 years of experience, which means that we have 200 years of networking and many different people across the country who have moved here to work for us who have contacts all over the world.
I'm actually might be in the market for a pool table. So could
well,
I go on your
after talking to me, you will be.
I have to buy one from you now. I want a nice pool table, but I think I'd like one that I could also sit on a ping pong table on top of. Can I do that?
Okay, of course you can, sir.
Do you recommend that?
I don't see why not. They have little foam pieces, so it protects the table. We'll take all the precautionary measures you need.
Well, that way you don't have to take up double the space in a basement or something like that.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
It sure does. I mean, we have tables that have dining tops as well. A lot of people use them either for a buffet table for parties or a conference table at work. So,
how much does it cost these days for a good pool table? Not the gold inlaid, but you know, a really nice pool table that looks like maybe it looks like an old fashioned kind of pool table.
Well, it really depends on what you're truly looking for. If you're looking for something that's somewhat temporary, say 10, 20 years, or something that's going to outlast your own lifetime, that's more of an heirloom series.
Right.
The reality is if you have a $2,500 budget, you can get an extremely high quality, very good playing pool table.
Is that the one that's I'm going to be able to give to my grandchildren?
It is, yes.
All right, $2,500. That's a little less than I thought. Stand by. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Kathy Vey is our guest. 20 after. Stay with us. Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Kathy Vey. She is the CEO of Danny Vey Billiards, and that's right here in the Cleveland area. What's it like doing business in Cleveland, Kathy?
In Cleveland? Yeah. To be quite honest with you, I think Cleveland is a fantastic market in the respect that there are so many small businesses in the area, and they certainly support one another. There are a lot of fantastic
What do you think that is?
Well, because it's a smaller town, it's a smaller community. I believe there's a lot of family values still here, which is lacking in a lot of bigger cities.
Yep.
And there's certainly loyalty. And I believe that the networking situations that we have here are very close-knit and extremely crucial to doing good business.
Attribute any of that to the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce, COSI, I believe those are some great resources to actually developing a good business here.
Your organization benefited from being a member of the local chamber organizations?
We have. To be honest with you, we have joined in the last year and a half, and we have seen quite a huge difference. unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of people telling me networking was very important, so we just kind of tried it.
Right.
And we were very, very lucky to see the instantaneous results.
The return on investment's been there, huh?
It has been, yes.
Well, anybody who was thinking about joining the Chamber of Commerce, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to not wait any longer. I wish I would have done it 5 years ago when I first started, and I didn't wait 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And to get involved, I mean, just to have your name be a part of it is probably not enough. You really need to be involved, maybe create some kind of incentive for the Chamber members.
Well, Chamber members have to realize that the Chamber isn't part of the government. The Chamber is them.
Right.
You're the Chamber. I'm the Chamber. That's exactly right. All right, I want to move over and talk about this family business thing. Now, you work with your father. You're now the CEO. Your father's sort of moving off a little into pasture, but he shows up every day. What's it like working with your father? What's it like working in a family business?
There are definitely challenges, and a lot of those are unfortunately more emotional and personal outside of the business aspect. But in all fairness, my father is almost 73, and I'm only 29. So there's quite a big difference between the way we do business, the way we think.
Yeah.
So
who wins? Who wins the arguments?
Do I need to answer that, really?
Well, it depends on
the topic.
Okay. So sometimes you win, sometimes he wins, sometimes it's a collaboration, huh?
That's correct. Yes.
Now, what about your mother? Is she in the business?
No, she's the smart one.
The smart one,
she's the support behind the two of us, which we certainly need.
I got you. Okay, now tell us about the website. How are you shipping something as big as a pool table to, you know, somewhere like Bangkok or something like that?
Well, we actually have an entire internet staff. It's a rather complicated situation in the respect that a lot of our manufacturers and distributors will not drop ship. So we have to have an infrastructure on the back end here at Danny Vase to make sure that we can actually facilitate those orders and fill them appropriately. So there's a lot of freight and trucking involved in what we do. There's
right.
a lot of organization to it.
And you got partners on the ground in where those products are being distributed so they can be installed, right?
That's correct. They have to be certified by us. We have to know them personally.
So you've got a network of partners across the country. So basically, though, but you've got a small organization. I mean, as far as employees, how many do you have?
Currently, we have 42 employees.
42 employees, but how many people in a given year are responsible for you accomplishing your goals? Well, how many would you say? A couple
of
hundred?
Oh, my gosh. At least, if not 200, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a large network.
So you've learned how to leverage other people and build partnerships with these other people who are not part of your payroll, right?
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's always tricky because you don't want to subcontract necessarily unless you really know the people and you know their quality of work.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a challenge.
Right. Now, give us the website again, please.
It's DannyVase.com, which is DannyVeghs.com.
What have you learned about the internet that you'd like to tell somebody? If you had a brother or a sister who was going to go into business and open up and have their own website, what have you learned that you'd like to tell them about the online world?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions of the internet is that people are only shopping price. I think what they're looking for is a true fair value as they are in stores.
Mm-hmm.
Many people think that, you know, your success online is indicative of your very low pricing and low profit margin, but I believe that you can be successful if you give them service and value outside of and above and beyond just pricing alone.
So the internet activity that you have is not just about sales, it's about support and service too, right?
As a matter of fact, that's the most important part. We have personal people who answer the phone all day long, who are extraordinarily patient and helpful to the people calling in. If we didn't have that, there's no way we would have a website at all.
Sometimes people buy stuff and they just buy it and you ship it to them and you never really do anything else. But there's a lot of business done on the internet like yours, like your business, where it's the internet is basically just the way you connect with customers, not the way you fulfill the orders.
Absolutely. I believe that's true in everything today.
Kathy Vay, ladies and gentlemen, now the CEO of Danny Vay's Billiards. Kathy, thank you very much. Tell your dad congratulations. You and he are two of my heroes.
Appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
Kathy Vay, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Sandra McDonough. She is right in front of me, and we're going to talk about the a business alliance here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.